The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tech billionaires have been absolutely massive for Democrats in past election, but since the attempted assassination on Donald Trump and Kamala Harris now coming forward as the presumptive Democrat nominee, we are seeing a shift. Mark Zuckerberg, who is traditionally very liberal, just gave a absolutely glowing endorsement for Donald Trump. Check it out.
I want to talk about the 2024 presidential election.
Okay.
Facebook has been a flashpoint in many elections mm-hmm. around the world, and you personally have been called out, most recently by former President Trump. This is a big election. What do you think is at stake?
Well, I mean, look, it's obviously a very important and it'll be a historic election. You know, I feel like I'm best positioned maybe to talk about what our role will be in it and what we're going to do. And look, I mean, the main thing that I hear from people is that they actually want to see less political content on our services because they come to our services to connect with people. So, you know, that's what we're going to do, where we give people control over this, but we're generally trying to recommend less political content. So I think you're going to see our services play less of a role in this election than they have in the past. And personally, I'm also planning on not playing a significant role in the election. And I've done some stuff personally in the past. I'm not planning on doing that this time. And that includes, you know, not endorsing either of the candidates. Now, look, I mean, there's obviously a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I mean, the historic events over the last, like over the weekend. And I mean, on a personal note, it's, you know, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. But, and I think, look, it's, at some level as an American, it's like hard to not get kind of emotional about that spirit and that fight. And I think that that's why a lot of people like the guy.
So I found this video really interesting for a couple reasons. The first observation that I had, and you might have noticed it as well, is that Mark Zuckerberg is incredibly afraid. When that question, he like excels, you know, and it's kind of funny. It's like no one likes to be asked about politics if they, you know, if they're not in the political world. But more than that, you can see his posture change. The whole video, he's on the edge of his seat. You can tell that he's like freaked out that he's gonna say something wrong and tank his shares or something. And as he gets into the question, this is kind of what's more interesting though. As he gets more into the question, there's kind of this minute, maybe a minute 15, there's this shift. When he starts talking about Donald Trump, you can tell he starts to loosen up a little bit. And that's when he says that Trump is a badass. And I can't say whether or not Mark Zuckerberg is going to vote for Trump or not, but the reason why this is so important is that he says he's not going to endorse someone. But then the only positive thing he said was about Donald Trump. He didn't say anything about Kamala or Biden. And that's something that Zuckerberg or any other tech CEO would not have done in 2016, in 2020, because of course the narrative then is now is that Trump is Hitler, but they believed it back then and they actually talked about it. That's not what's happening right now. And Mark Zuckerberg isn't the only one. Because of what's happened in the last month, the permission structures have been created where people can now come out and say that they are cool voting for Donald Trump. Again, I'm not saying Mark Zuckerberg is necessarily going to do that, but I'm just saying when there's an attempted assassination, when the Democrat Party looks like complete clowns having a primary and then, you know, kicking that person aside because they look too old last minute, it starts to create this permission structure where before, if you were talking to your neighbor and, you know, I mean, not you, but if a leftist was talking to their neighbor and they said they wanted to vote for Trump, usually what happened was Like, it was scary. It was a scary moment. Like, people are really rude. You can't really, at work sometimes, there's a lot of people who, you know, they can't really talk about, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. He's a lot better, because you're afraid of what might happen. But those permission structures have changed to where even Mark Zuckerberg is able to go on live TV and say something along the lines of Trump is a badass. That's just not something that could have happened before. And I think that that's true, not just for Mark Zuckerberg, but for a lot of people, where they can now talk to that same coworker and be like, I'm voting for Trump. I'm sorry, the economy was better, immigration was better, you can call him Hitler if you want, but Kamala, really? And Biden before that, even crazier. And so that's why you hear all kinds of liberals and independents saying that Trump, you know, is the man they're voting for, and they just don't believe the Hitler rhetoric anymore. And that's so overplayed, by the way, to this point, that if Kamala Harris makes that a center point of her campaign like Joe Biden did, it will be so bad for her. People just do not buy it anymore. And one of the reasons why, of course, is because when you see all these people online and they're calling Trump a badass, you can't call Hitler a badass. That's wrong. I mean, you just can't say, I don't care if he did something good once in his life. You can't say that. He killed 12 million people. And so when you start to see all the elites come out and say that, you start to realize they never believed that in the first place. And it gives people the permission to say what they should have been saying earlier, but you know, the average person might just not have the courage to do that. Mark Zuckerberg, again, just to take you down memory lane, Mark Zuckerberg donated to the Clinton campaign in 2016. And then back in 2020, he donated $400 million to nonprofits that distributed and collected mail-in ballots. And a lot of people have kind of said that he donated to Joe Biden. That isn't technically true, but it is essentially true. Because what he did was he was donating to nonprofits that were for Democrats that were essentially ballot harvesting, and that they were also lobbying for mail-in ballots, which of course is the reason why turnout was magically 10% higher than it had ever been in history, and why Democrats won, even then only by a hair. So the fact that this guy is saying he won't endorse one candidate, but the only nice thing he can say about Trump, I think it speaks volumes. I think that speaks volumes for all the people in the business sector, as well as other independents. Mark Zuckerberg isn't the only one, however. Elon Musk recently endorsed Donald Trump and said that he'll be donating $45 million a month to him. Check out Trump's reaction.
I love Elon Musk. Do we love him? I love him. And I'm constantly talking about electric cars, but I don't mean I'm against, I'm totally for them, but whatever the market says, and if it's 10% of the market, 12%, 7%, 20%, whatever it is, it's okay. But you can't have 100% electric cars. And you know, so Elon endorsed me recently, the other day, actually. He's great. Elon Musk. He's a brilliant guy. Every time I call him, he's talking about, I got a new idea for a rocket. You have to hear this. No, it's true. You know.
So Trump is absolutely hilarious. He is a comedian. You can tell, like, I don't know how he prepares for this. I don't even know if he writes speeches at this point when he's at rallies. He's literally just up there vibing with people, which is impressive in its own right. So, but back to Elon Musk and what happened with that. So Elon Musk pledged $45 million a month up until the election. That's $225 million in total. Right now, Democrats are absolutely ecstatic because Kamala Harris, after coming out as a presumptive nominee and Joe Biden endorsing her, raised $80 million. Not bad, by the way. Very good. I'm not saying that's not good. That's a lot of money. It's very good. But Elon Musk alone dwarfs that completely. And I do find it rich, by the way, when Democrats complain about billionaires donating so much, because they get massive donations. They've gotten massive ones from Mark Zuckerberg, as I've talked about, Jeff Bezos, George Soros. I mean, there's tons of people. So for Democrats to come out and be like so upset about this, by the way, I don't know. I didn't look it up, but I have a feeling Elon Musk has donated plenty of money to Democrats in the past too. If Democrats didn't turn into absolutely crazy people, then maybe he would have continued to do so. But you just can't. You can't have a headquarters of one of your companies in San Francisco and still vote for Democrats. That's how it goes, and that's why he's moving it to Texas, I believe. So, also not to mention the fact that Democrats are jointly responsible for the current campaign finance laws. I just find it really rich that they're so upset about billionaires getting involved when they get literally billions of dollars from George Soros. They're totally okay with it. They're totally fine. So again, hey, if you don't like the campaign laws, change them. elect people to change them. Don't complain about it when you're also benefiting from it. But at the end of the day, Republicans are playing this way smarter, this campaign way smarter, because they are providing permission structures for people who haven't voted Republican in the past to vote for them. Donald Trump is the moderate candidate by far. And it makes people like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, others who, you know, they're not really conservative at all. Some of them might not even be liberal. I don't really think Mark Zuckerberg is much of a liberal. I think he's more of a progressive. But even still, they want their businesses to succeed. They want their companies to succeed. They don't want crazy things happening to their kids, as Elon Musk has pointed out, the reason why he's leaving California. They see all of that. And when they see a moderate candidate on one side and a radical on the other, which was Biden and it still is Kamala Harris, both are radicals, they see that and they think, this is an easy, easy decision for me. So again, Trump versus crazy Kamala, it's no question what Elon Musk would do. And for that reason, he's giving Donald Trump $45 million from now until November. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.